Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi talking at you one more time for the Dog Days of Podcasting. Go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com if you want to find out more. I don't think there's anybody who listens to this feed outside of the Dog Days, so whatever. If you do, you might want to check out some of the others. A lot of good shows that are popping up. New names, new faces, old friendly ones, old familiars, some people missing in action. We won't name them by names, but I'm sure if they're listening, they know who they are. All right. A quick update. I had to laugh yesterday when I was catching up with the Dog Days. I was listening to them in this order, and they were actually recorded out in a different order, so I thought it was funny, because Mad Marv came on. He said, I'm kind of surprised nobody talked about Deadpool and Wolverine. I really liked it, and here's why. Da, 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 da. As soon as that ended, Crazy Joe's show comes up and says, this is Crazy Joe, and I'm going to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine. I thought, wow. And then I heard later that he recorded that before, you know, while he was listening and probably in response to Mad Marv. And, well, Marv liked it. Joe didn't as much. And I loved the differing opinions. That's what makes this feed great, is we get all of these different perspectives. We don't have to agree on everything. It's a free country. Let's do what we want to do. The other one I wanted to respond to was Mark about his bullet journaling. He did the letter B. I feel like we're going through Sesame Street or something. Today's podcast is brought to you by the letter B. Talked about bullet journaling. I have been doing that in my own style. I've never really formally read up on bullet journaling, but I showed somebody my notes one time and they said, oh, you're effectively doing bullet journaling. It's like, yeah, okay, well, I just like the pretty icons. They're a nice mnemonic so I can come back. I'd be happy to discuss / demo anytime for you, Mark. Let's set something up if you want to see it. How I'm using the Remarkable. I know it is a pricey toy. They are coming down in price. There's even some used ones out there on the market. If I've seen them on the Reddit group every so often. People selling complete units for almost half of what they cost new. And you don't have to get the subscription service to make it useful. Since converting about 4 years ago, I still love it. Even more so since I found some updates that you can do some aftermarket software loads if you are technically inclined. Okay, on with my content. So I talked about the schedule of what I had planned, and things were going pretty well until about early to mid June. And we hadn't opened a rec yet for the position. And I went, what's going on? We're not going to have time to open the rec, get the candidates, do the interviews, make an offer, have somebody accept the offer and have crossover. So, hey, you know what? I did what I could. You know, this is now in somebody else's hands. I outlined the plan that I had, and my boss was on vacation. His boss was on vacation. The next guy up in the food chain, the VP, was on vacation. So there were some other things that needed addressing, I'll say, in our team. So I reached out to the SVP, whom I've already got an established relationship with, and I said, hey, here's some things you might want to know about the team, just in case there's a employee survey or you hear something through the grapevine. This is how I see it, and I think you ought to know. And what I've found is executives generally like to know about that rather than getting blindsided. They don't see everything that's happening 2, 3, 4 levels down from them in the organization, especially things that need attention. So he was appreciative for that, and we had a discussion about this, that, and a few other things. I wasn't throwing anybody under the bus. I was just saying, you might want to know. And at this point in my career, I don't really care if somebody gets pissed off. It's kind of liberating. I'm not trying to get somebody mad, but I'm trying to go in with all candor. I have no fear anymore. Practically no repercussions. Okay. I won't say there are none, but the risk of something blowing back on me is pretty low. So I told him about that and I said, what's the deal with this rec? You know, Mark said he was going to open it up before he went on PTO, said we were going to do this, said we were going to have dates for that, and not really anything happening. Kind of frustrating around here. And it's not just me, it's other members of the team. So he said, standard procedure is that we don't normally hire a replacement before somebody leaves. I went, oh, well, that would have been nice to know back in January when I was planning this whole timeline out. I wouldn't be stressing and there'd be no problem. Then he went on to say, in your case, we'll make an exception and let's see if we can get this done. So within about 2 weeks, we had the rec open, the job posted, we were getting candidates, we did some interviews, and oddly enough, the project got back on schedule by August 1st. We had our new person in the seat, doing our stuff, getting ramped up. I've got some talks with her. It was announced on social media. So somehow that got back on schedule. I'm not saying it was because I raised a ruckus. I wouldn't even call it a ruckus. I'd just say raised a yellow flag. But it got back on track, and I'm very happy about that. So the frustration from June seems to have cooled off. The dates for this India Dev Days thing that was originally June became July, July became August. It was now in September. And it was a bit frustrating that my boss came back and said, "Hey, would you be interested in going to India in September?" And I said, no, not really, because A, I had just sent the executive team, the CIO, the CEO, the CTO, and all these big wigs whom, I know them, they know me. And I said, "Here's my date, September 6th. And they were going to leave for India on that date and have three events in three different cities. And I said, "No, A, if it's this, then 2 weeks later, there's going to be another event that I really want to go to. And then we get into October and November where there's some world events and I would love to do those. It's a hamster wheel." I said, "I got to get off." I picked my date and I went with it. And now that it's somewhat public, I'm not going to back down. And again, I'm not regretting that decision in the least. Do I wish I was going? In some ways, yes. But if it was happening in August, I'd be there or I'd be on my way. But it didn't. So I had mentioned this to one of my teammates and they went off and said, "Wow, that was really rude asking them to change your life plans because they can't get their project scheduled together." I hadn't thought about it that way, but when they said it, I went, "Yeah, you're kind of right. That's really not cool." In terms of the communications, I was thinking there was going to be an internal communications and an external. I originally made two different videos with slightly different scripts, and I was going to post these internally. And one was going to be about now, maybe beginning of August, and the other was going to be closer, like a week before retirement. I wanted to do this where I had time to react to it, because I knew that there was going to be some social media comments that I needed to respond to, et cetera, et cetera. So lots of stuff. So it couldn't be on one of these weeks where I had 2 days of work. Post it on a Tuesday before you go on PTO on Wednesday. That's not good timing. Ultimately, what it came down to is I made one grandiose public announcement. So I did the executive thing on June 17th. Sent that while I was on PTO. I was still at my sister's wedding in Michigan. And my director said, "Can you wait until I come back from PTO?" And I said, "Sure." And I auto-scheduled it to drop that morning and said, "I waited. I'm not there, but you are." Of course, I had my phone and did I bring my laptop? I don't know if I did or not. Probably. That's past Chuck's problem. So I got that. I sent that on the 17th, got some nice responses from some of the team members. The CEO wrote me a very nice note. He said words to the effect of, "When I was looking at coming to ServiceNow in 2019, in the months leading up to that, I noticed, quote, that guy with the bow tie, unquote, was everywhere." So he knew who I was before I even came to the company. I thought, that's pretty darn cool. That's branding working for me. What I did for the rest of the communications, instead of telling employees, because once you tell 23, 24, 25,000 people, it's going to leak out to the ecosystem. It's going to get out there. I said, let's just do this all in one swat. So I waited until I had a full week back. It was the week of July 8th. So right after the 4th of July weekend, we had 4th, 5th off, 6th, 7th was Saturday, Sunday. And I dropped it on July 8th in the afternoon. For whatever reason, it seemed like 3 p.m. on a Monday is a really good window for our stuff to get visibility, get seen. I had a video that was uploaded to, I think it was our developer channel. Yeah, I did not do this to my personal YouTube channel. I put it on our work YouTube, then embedded it into a community post, because the idea is we want to drive visibility. action or drive people to our community. And then I created a short link, a ctomasi.link short link to the community. And then I was really, really nervous about posting this because, again, this is a public, almost like a press release, and I didn't want it to get out at the wrong time to the wrong audience and make sure everything was coordinated. So I had scheduled YouTube. I know how to do that. I'd scheduled our community. I knew how to do that, but I didn't do social media. I know how to do LinkedIn. I don't know if you can do Instagram and X. I know there are some things that you can schedule. I just had them all ready in different browser tabs. So at 3 p.m., I just went, go, 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 go. And it was out. One of my teammates said, hey, let's have some fun. Let's see how long it takes to get to 100 reactions. And I went, okay, I guess about 20 minutes based on my following of about 41,000 people at the time on LinkedIn. So three or four of us were hanging out on a Zoom and making some chit chat and going, oh, we're 75. Yeah, we're... So in 15 minutes, we had 100 reactions, which, oh, that was pretty good. Turns out that the total number of reactions was somewhere over 6,000 in the remaining weeks. We had 1,500 or so comments, half of which were my responses because it counts those. And I remember when Dave Schlesinger retired, he said, my whole career, I'm trying to get people to engage on social media. And the one post that really goes off the charts is my retirement announcement. I saw the same thing. If I had had, let's take LinkedIn, for example, if I'd posted something and it got 35,000 impressions, that was a pretty good day. 50,000, really good day. Best post ever up until that point was 80,000. And that was when I got my information into our demo data. So when somebody gets a brand new ServiceNow instance, there's a Chuck Tomasi in there with my smiling picture. Woohoo! I'm immortalized. A bit like the Walk of Fame for ServiceNow in a way. That was 80,000 impressions. The current running total, last I checked for impressions on LinkedIn, was about 363,000. So more than four times. It was pretty darn incredible. And lots of personal notes. It was a good time. I'll get more into that later. But that's how the schedule has run so far. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to take this apart a little closer. Beginning in about mid-June, where I have some of this information, I started writing it down going, hey, I got an idea for the dog days. Ooh, I better start taking some notes, of which I just added to today, which will show up near the end of the month. So this is going to be a rolling catch-up. So starting tomorrow, I will begin in mid-June telling you what's coming or what happened, kind of like on this day in history sort of thing. On this day in retirement history. Having fun listening to everybody else. Keep up the great work, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.